Good evening, folks. It is January 30th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on this Wednesday evening from right here in Washington, D.C., the city where so many prominent criminals hope to live in the White House. Well, we are going to be talking about the presidential campaign tonight, about Ron Paul's presidential campaign, with somebody who is an enthusiastic Ron Paul supporter, but he's raised some real questions about what's going on in the Ron Paul campaign, and we will be talking about that with him here tonight, along with some other related matters. Our guest is Paul Tepeti. If you've been a regular listener to this show, I've mentioned Paul on the show numerous times. He's been a guest here once or twice. He's very familiar to a lot of people in the Patriot movement as a consequence of the fact that he is the lead singer and founder of a band called Poker Face, just like it sounds, Poker Face. And his website, I hope I'm right about this, is pokerface.com, but I believe it can also be accessed at pokerface.org. And I must tell you, if you've ever heard Paul's music, I think it's good music. Not just the lyrics, but the music. And it's the kind of music we need more of coming out of Patriots, and we need more Patriots supporting good musicians like Paul Tepeti, who could be much, much higher up in the sales of his CDs if he were positioning himself alongside candidates like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and John McCain and Rudy Giuliani. But principle means something to Paul Tepeti. Not only principle, but good music as well. And that's what you get out of Paul Tepeti and Poker Face. So be that as it may, Paul is going to be joining us here very shortly if he hasn't already. Okay, I guess Paul has joined us. I'm going to bring him up here in a second. Do want to comment before we begin the discussion. It appears as though one of the big-time criminals has withdrawn from the Republican nomination race, and that, of course, is Rudy Giuliani, the ultimate garbage man of the 21st century. I'm very pleased to see Rudy Giuliani out of the race, but that doesn't mean that we are not going to be afflicted with Rudy Giuliani's poison ever again. He could very well end up as John McCain's running mate. That's always a possibility. I'm still standing by my prediction that that other garbage man from the East Coast, Joe Lieberman, ostensibly an independent, will end up as the running mate for Mr. McCain, who, in my estimation, seems the likely choice for the presidency in the Republican Party, at any rate. But there's a lot of different aspects about the campaigns we could talk about, we will talk about here tonight in one form or another, and certainly in the days and months ahead leading up to the election, assuming they give us an election. And, of course, what elections they do give us, as many of you know, maybe not all of you, hopefully there are new listeners out here tonight. We don't want to scare too many of you by what we have to say here, but needless to say, those of us who've been watching the elections for a long, long time don't necessarily believe that those elections are conducted honestly, and that's basically an understatement, sorry to say. All right, we are going to the break. When we come back very shortly, we'll be joined by Paul Tepeti of the band Poker Face. He's been a long-time patriotic activist. Many of you are familiar with him. Those of you who are not, you will get to meet him here tonight. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here at republicbroadcasting.org. You know, my colleagues over there at the Office of American Free Press often kid me about the fact that I have a habit of describing people as saying, oh, he's a nice fellow. Well, the guy who's joining us here tonight genuinely is a nice fellow. In fact, you know, I've known a lot of people in the Patriot movement over the years, probably thousands of people I've gotten to know, at least on a casual basis, really. It's hard to believe when I think about it. But in any case, this guy, as I described him on the show a couple weeks ago, is both a gentleman and a gentleman, and that's why what he has to say here tonight should be taken quite seriously and intellectually and considered food for thought, because this is a guy who is not given to name-calling or to unnecessary provocations or hysteria. There's a lot of people out there today who are just constantly at work stirring up trouble just for the sake of stirring up trouble. They enjoy doing it. Well, tonight we are going to have some, what I perceive to be, and I think you will too, perceive it to be some constructive criticism of the Ron Paul campaign by someone who has been a very strong Ron Paul supporter. With that having been said, Paul Tepetti, welcome aboard.
Michael, first off, thank you for the two kind comments from you. I don't know if I resemble those comments, man, but thank you.
All right. Well, we'll let the audience judge. How's that sound? They can make the final judgment.
I love that book, by the way, and thank you for the Golem book, man. It's
okay, good.
Excellent.
Yeah, well, Paul, I think I pretty much set the stage here. You've been following the Ron Paul campaign closely, and you've been to a lot of Ron Paul events, and you've I'm just going to let you say what you have to say, Paul.
There's a lot to talk about with the campaign. The real part of the revolution that is really exciting is that the grassroots basically is directing the campaign, at least the energy for it. And if the grassroots listen to the National Campaign Office led by Lou Moore, then it would be going nowhere. And a word to our fellow brother, Ron Paul, please, if you want to win this election, you need to get rid of Moore and anybody that he brought on board, because they've done a good job, for the most part, at alienating the grassroots at every level. And Lou Moore specifically has had a penchant for us, but it's misinformed, and if it isn't misinformed, then it's how would you say it? It's
it's deliberate.
Well, yeah. And what sickens me is that, you know, here's a person in Congress, him and James Tropicana, two people that have done more for we the people in the last two decades. And, so if you're freedom-oriented, we're going to follow you. We're going to, you know, listen to what you have to say. And Ron Paul's always been consistent. Downstairs in my living room, I have a little sticker on the wall that's had his 1-800 number in D.C. that you could call to find out what his latest rant of the week was. And it's funny because it's like it's peeling and it's aged, and you know my friend's kid is like, you guys have really been in, you know, into this for a long time. So it's not like we're Johnny come lately jumping on the bandwagon. Even though we're thrilled to see that there's still such love for freedom in the basic common person of America. At this point in the juncture of where the New World Order is going, I didn't think we were going to have this many people waking up. But I saw the convergence happen, and a few of my friends did too. It happened on the net this past year, about March, where 9/11 truthers met the tax protesters like the Browns and We the People, Bob Schultz's organization, met Ron Paul, freedom lovers. And then they started to use things like YouTube and Google Video to basically go around mainstream media that isn't reporting on events, like the Browns. We played at that. That was back in July. The Department of Homeland Insecurity helicopter buzzing around the whole afternoon. If you looked for it on the mainstream media, you would have heard nothing. But if you went to the Google videos or if you went to YouTube videos, there was video after video out there. There was three people that were streaming live video from there. Again, there was blog after blog that had information on it. So what has happened over this last year is we the people have a medium to go around the mainstream media that is censored and edited for our consumption. And our consumption is not necessarily ever the truth.
Well, you know, Paul, that's kind of interesting you say that, because this has been my impression, and I think it's an accurate, not just an accurate impression on my part, but it's even been suggested in the media, not that we can believe everything we hear, but that a lot of the success of the Ron Paul campaign has been precisely because of the efforts of grassroots people, and that it's not been directed from the top of the campaign down, but rather the grassroots people have just taken the initiative on their own. Unless I'm totally mistaken about this, that major fundraising effort that made broke national records by the Ron Paul campaign, that was actually instigated. It was set in motion by a grassroots supporter who had never even really been in touch with the National Campaign Office. So your impression, I think, from having been more closely involved, pretty much jives with what I've heard and read and heard from other people as well.
Well, getting back to Lou Moore, two state coordinators, one for Michigan and one for Pennsylvania, who were responsible for putting on two of the biggest events. One was in Mackinac Island in Michigan, and that was probably like the first time that Ron Paul had over like 1,500 people go to an event of his. And in November, when he came to our hometown of Philly, there was probably like 5,000 people plus. But when the whole organizing thing happened, the grassroots had everything set up, and the national campaign came in and just started stepping on everybody's toes, not listening to what the people wanted, but basically forcing on the people what they were going to have to deal with. And a couple times they tried to sabotage it by moving it to different locations when the Philadelphia people wanted it at Independence Hall, at Independence Mall. I mean, how more freedom-oriented can you be with the Liberty Bell right in the same block, and you have Independence Hall right across the street? It's like, no, this is the birthplace of freedom. This was the first capital for the first couple terms before it went to Washington, D.C. And, you know, more and his fellow staff, you know, they wanted to take the Valley Forge, and not even Valley Forge, like the park area, the historic park. They wanted to take it to Valley Forge Convention Center. And, you know, I always complain about money. It's like, look, all you people have to do is ever ask, okay? But my complaints with the campaign is twofold. One, they should have been screaming about the censorship that started happening in May when the word went out to blacklist Dr. Paul, okay? You know, no more Bill Maher shows, no more John Stewart shows or Stephen Colbert, nothing that puts him in the candidate in a positive light. Okay, so they were going to character assassinate him, or they were going to not even acknowledge him, okay, like they've tried to do with certain debates by not bringing him into the debate. And the best thing I think Leno ever did in his whole career was the night that the four or five Republicans got together in New Hampshire, Ron Paul flew out to the Tonight Show, and he gave them at least 9 minutes to talk the truth, and it was beautiful. And I'm hoping for more of that. Okay, so the campaign should have been screaming about censorship, and not shunning the people that want to give him more access to free press, independent press. It's like more is more concerned about the royalty aspects of life and not dealing with the grassroots that are creating the whole campaign. Ron Paul represents something. It's the ideals that Ron Paul represents that attracts us to the person. If Ron Paul started talking like a social smart, I'd drop him, you know, in a heartbeat. Okay, but he's not. He's been consistent for 25 years that I've known of him. Okay, the second complaint is vote fraud. I mean, have you not watched Hacking Democracy that HBO conveniently put out 2 weeks after the 2006 election? Or the other one was a movie that Williams, the comedian, Robin Williams,
yeah, that
put out. Yeah. He put out Man of the Year. And I couldn't believe that the mainstream media put out the voter fraud as blatant as that movie showed it to be.
And well, you know, I'll tell you something there in regard to that. A lot of times they put out conspiracy theory films and conspiracy theories in our faces in Hollywood films and bombard us with it so that when we confront real conspiracies and try to bring the attention of real live conspiracies like vote fraud, like vote scam, as the old Spotlight called it, the series by the Collier Brothers
that originated right.
There. They want us to think that, oh, this is only in Hollywood. They don't want us to think that it actually happens under our very eyes. So that's part of the reason why they put things out there. But, you know, Paul, you're not the only person who's complained. I've gotten emails from other people.
Hundreds of emails, brother, from different people at so many different levels of the campaign. Just like saying, are these guys inept? And, so getting back to the campaign, they should have been screaming about censorship, but they should have been screaming vote fraud from the beginning of the campaign. They should have been working together with the people that are trying to get the paper ballots everywhere. Because as long as you have an electronic machine doing the voting for you, it doesn't matter who votes, it matters what counts the votes. And one thing that concerns me is, why are Diebold's machines made in Israel?
I didn't know that. Listen, Paul, we are going to our first break here. Stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, more with Paul Tepetti from the band Poker Face. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, not from Tel Aviv. Stay tuned.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. We've got Paul Cifetti aboard with us, and we're talking about the attitudinal problem, shall we say, of some of the people at the leadership level in the Ron Paul campaign. Their attitudinal problems towards the grassroots supporters. You know, Paul, I will say this, not in necessarily in defense of the people in the Ron Paul campaign, but just as a general observation. You know, having lived here in Washington on and off for quite a few years, I have gotten to know on a casual basis a number of members of the House and the Senate, largely because they happen to be in the same bars and restaurants here on Capitol Hill that I've been in many, many times over the years. And, you know, you get to know people in a casual way. And I can tell you this much, that, you know, many of these members of Congress are very approachable. You know, there are people you can talk to. You can be sitting beside someone and talk to them, and all of a sudden they find out who they are and they're a member of Congress. You know, and they're just down-to-earth people. But a lot of the people that surround the members of Congress are real control freaks. They're very they're very weird people who kind of bask in the glory of their employers, and they do everything they can to keep control of their employers and try to separate their employers from anybody else, if they don't know who you are and they see you having a good time with their boss, you know, and they can't figure out who you are, or they can't figure out what your agenda is, you know, they automatically assume that if you're sitting there having a friendly conversation with their boss, that you must want something. You know, these people in these circles of power, they have a very strange mindset. They can't accept the fact that human beings actually may be friendly towards their boss because there's a friendly companionship there. And they can't even understand, for that matter, Paul, that there are actual real live human beings out there who actually want to help and don't expect anything in return. So I think part of the problem that you've experienced and that other people in the Ron Paul campaign people have experienced is this strange mindset among the people who attach themselves to politicians. That's one possible explanation for it. And I speak with a little bit of authority on that just from my own personal experience, because God knows no member of Congress is ever going to do Mike Piper a favor. And there's a lot of members of Congress who would never speak to Mike Piper if they knew who Mike Piper was.
I know that.
You know what I'm saying? So in these cases that I've experienced, it's just absolutely amazing to watch. And I've seen in other cases where I've seen members of Congress surrounded by their staffs in restaurants and bars on Capitol Hill, there's a strange pecking order. There's a strange atmosphere that surrounds this, in which you can actually see these, and I'm talking about people that I've never spoken to, just observed. There's this strange, they're all circling around, and they're all keeping an eye on one another and trying to make sure that no one gets any closer to the congressman. So imagine how they think about people from the grassroots like Paul Tepeti and other people who are out there trying to do something. See, that's just something you have to keep in mind, but nonetheless, when someone is trying to win votes like Ron Paul is trying to do, the kind of attitude that you're discussing can cause real problems and can hinder the campaign. So I think you're absolutely on target.
Well, I definitely want to get into that, but I wanted to finish off with the vote fraud.
Go ahead.
Okay, 2000 we had the Florida elections with the hanging chads. In 2004 we had the crap that went on in Ohio, which people just now are going to jail for. Okay, so we've known this has been a problem, and how better to marginalize a candidate than to do computerized vote fraud? So even in the straw polls before any of the primaries, there's a couple of instances in Iowa and Florida that I know of where Mitt Romney came with bagfuls of ballots or bussed people in with the promise of a dinner. In Florida, he just basically had people go vote over and over and over again, because he bought, you know, thousands of tickets. And it's like they're going to steal this election by hook, crook, or whatever. And so this whole vote fraud thing is I've been concerned about for a long time. Something that I have raised to the campaign. I know everybody that I respect in this movement has also raised to the campaign. And getting back to Iowa now as a primary, the National Campaign Office said, we have things in place to monitor things and make sure nothing happens. I think Joe Seehausen was the one that was put in charge for that. And at no level was anything done. And it left the grassroots with a bad taste in the mouth that, you know, these people really don't have the game, you know, their A game, you know, face on. And, like, if you're not going to do it, don't tell us that you're doing it, because we'll make sure it's getting done. Like New Hampshire, the vote fraud that's going on now, Beth Harris is calling for the resignation of the heads of the voting process in that state. And, right there was another example that Ron should have questioned, you know, the voting. And even when his campaign didn't go for the vote fraud, the grassroots still came up with the money to do the vote count. Because, look, we're not going to trust the National Campaign Office for Ron Paul to do what has to be done. If they're not going to do it, we'll do it ourselves. You know, that's the kind of attitude that freedom people that really love freedom will do. Okay?
Oh, hang on. Here we go to the break, folks. I think Paul said it quite well there. If the campaign people aren't going to do it, the grassroots will. Stay tuned for more.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, I am sure that a lot of you have insurance on your home and your car, but I bet you don't have insurance on your food. Well, what am I talking about? What I'm talking about is having freeze-dried foods around for your disposal, for your consumption, for the safety of you and your family in a time of any unexpected crisis. The thing about food freeze-dried foods is they maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. And that's a good reason to have it, because you can store this emergency food, these freeze-dried foods, you can be ready for any unexpected crisis. This is a good time to take out a survival insurance policy on storing foods and preparedness supplies. So what you need to do, folks, is check out RBN's new sponsor, the Freeze Dry Guy. That's right, freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or you can call their toll-free 866 number, 866-404-FOOD. I like that, 866-404-FOOD. Freeze Dry Guy pays the freight for your order within the lower 48 states. So why don't you check it out, folks? You never can tell what's going to happen in this country. I said earlier they might not allow us to have an election this year. even if it is a fraudulent election. God knows what crises they have planned to advance their new world order. So check out freezedryguy.com. Okay, we have Paul Tepeti here. Paul was talking, and I think very eloquently, about some of the problems with the Ron Paul campaign leadership. And we're not talking about Ron Paul. We're talking about the people surrounding him. And Paul, you were talking about this problem with vote fraud that the campaign seemed to have ignored, and it turned out that the grassroots supporters have been the ones who've taken up the challenge and tried to dig out the truth.
Yeah, this is what's bothered me about this whole voting thing. They did the whole hegeling process with the whole voting thing with Florida. Okay, they created an incident. They intensified it by not having an elected president for like a couple days there, and then he gave us a bad solution. You need more electronic voting machines, okay? Instead of just saying, we have technology, we could do this on the cheap, and it could be 100% accurate, and we could have results within minutes after the polls close. You have people from every party at every precinct. You have a streaming feed going to a YouTube site or something like that. That's set up so that every precinct you can broadcast all day long, and you can see like what's going on if you really want to. Or when the votes are being tabulated, you can have the camera focus on, you know, the Green Party dude being there, the Reform Party dude being there, the Republican, the Democrat, the Libertarian, and everybody. One vote for Giuliani, one vote for Giuliani. Two votes for Romney. Two votes for Romney.
Of course, though, Paul. The problem with that is it would defeat the purpose of having untransparent elections. You know, you mentioned this thing about the Diebold machines being made in Israel. I didn't know that. But, you know, it doesn't surprise me considering the fact that Israel is such a high-tech state that focuses on all of this, all of these computerized shenanigans and surveillance and things
right.
like this. I mean, they stole the Promise software. From the Inslaw company. So that came as news to me, but it doesn't surprise me. But like I say, you know, the solutions that you're offering, you know, they just go completely counter to the people who want to be in charge of processing the votes and quote unquote counting the votes. But you know, I guess my problem, I think, or what I suspect part of the problem with the Ron Paul campaign may well be, is that this is something that affects all politicians, because if they are out there crying vote fraud, then people can turn around and say, well, how come you didn't cry vote fraud when you got elected? You see, it's like they have to maintain a certain respect for the system, because that's the system that they're a part of.
Right.
But on the other hand, like you say, when there are so many people in the grassroots who are supporting Ron Paul, who are raising these questions, it does seem incumbent, no pun intended, seems incumbent upon the congressman to at least pay some attention to what people are saying.
Right, and if this campaign is not going to pay attention to the vote fraud, then I wrote an article about it. I said, Ron Paul, just quit. Spend the time that you have with your beautiful family, okay, because all you're going to do is create resentment and apathy in a whole other generation that happened when Pat Buchanan stirred everybody up only to give a server to Bob Dole 1 year. Okay, and then stir us up again as a reformer, only to take the $12 million and run. And it disenfranchised so many people that had finally a spark of awakeness. And what I don't want to see happen is the Ron Paul campaign to fizzle away like that, where it just takes and disillusions a whole generation that's just about to wake up. Okay, I've seen it happen too many times. And, you know, history does repeat itself time and time again. So, I don't want it to happen. We want to provide solutions. We provide solutions that aren't going to cost America billions of dollars to replace things that shouldn't have even been replaced. You know.
Well, you know, I've said on this show, and I'll say it again. I think really what Ron Paul needs to do now is just quit the Republican Party, bid it farewell, say, okay, here I am, folks. I'm running as an independent candidate to show you that there is an alternative to the Democrats and the Republicans, and then at that point we'll find out, you know, really how far he wants to take it. That's my opinion, for whatever it's worth.
Well, I like that, and I wouldn't be adverse to that, Michael. Okay,
Yeah, now, Paul, I want to ask you, too. You were having some problems here. You were supposed to be playing. You and Pokerface were supposed to be playing at an event, but there have been some efforts to stop you. I wanted you to talk a little bit about that here tonight, too, if you would.
Okay, great, because it all ties into the whole thing. Ron Paul got blasted this past month as being a hater, a supremacist, an anti-Semite, you know, everything that you can do to slander, libel, impugn the person's character. It's no different than what has happened with Pokerface, because we love freedom first. And the enemies of freedom, the Anti-Defamation League and Southern Poverty Law Center, Southern Wiesenthal Center, and all those anti-Americans, you know, pro-Israeli firsters over what's best for America, you know, seem to be able to launch like little, not little, but attacks to impugn the characters so that the message dies with the messenger's reputation. Okay? So Lou Moore has used terms of our enemies even before, like, any of the surface with Ron Paul, when we were supposed to play Mackinac Island, he got that canceled because, you know, Pokerface are a bunch of anti-Semites. Why? Because we exposed the crimes of some Jews? Why? Because we don't believe in the mythology that people are going to jail for? Okay? But that makes us haters, even though we have friends that are Weinsteins, and it's like, okay, we hate the crime, we hate the criminal, we don't hate the person. But it never seems that that ever gets stated, and happened recently is we got blasted 2 weeks ago by a group on Raider Online, which happens to be led by a Jewish person out of the San Francisco area, that did a hit piece on us, basing it on the facts of the people that hit us back in 2005 for the Rutgers University gig. Do you remember that?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the lies that OPP told, all these guys did is regurgitate them, and we're still the same haters. It's like, no. You know, these are the same people that call us Minuteclanners because we support the effort to, you know, restore our border and get rid of the illegal immigration problem here. Even though I'm half Mexican, I speak the language fluently and have spoken out at these anti-immigration rallies. It's like these groups can call you out and slander you, but nothing ever happens to them. So, Michael, is there a way we can start a class action suit? I talked to Bob Schultz of We the People. His organization got blasted last year. David Kidd and Bob Bannister and a bunch in his organization got, you know, the anti-Semite award because they go after the Fed.
Well, right? You know, part of the problem there is that, you know, you get tied up in the court system, and the court system is probably even more corrupt than the election system, because the court system is even more of a closed shop in so many ways, you know. And, you know, over the years, Liberty Lobby tried to bring actions against the Anti-Defamation League, and those things got screwed up. In fact, we tried desperately to get a lawyer in San Francisco to bring a lawsuit against the ADL when the ADL got caught in their spy scandal out there.
Before.
And virtually every time we would approach a lawyer who was actually interested in the case, he would go back to his partners or the people at the firm, and they would say, "Oh, well, we can't. Even though it might be a good case, we can't represent them because we've handled cases for the Anti-Defamation League in the past." And this is what they do. They farm out little legal business of an inconsequential nature to a lot of different law firms, and that kind of causes the law firms to be bound to them, you know, and they can't, and it's a conflict of interest for them to take on a case. So, now, I don't see legal action of that kind, but you know what strikes me, Paul, as interesting about what's happened here to you is that what these people that are attacking you and Pokerface, they don't support Ron Paul in the first place. They wouldn't lift a finger to help Ron Paul. If anything, they would do everything they could to hurt Ron
Paul.
Destroy
him, right.
And then they try to drive wedges between Pokerface and the Ron Paul campaign, and the people in leadership in the Ron Paul campaign, instead of siding with their grassroots supporters, effectively side with the enemy.
Right.
Even
though the enemy is accusing us both of the same charges.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's what made me think that, you know, maybe Moore is like a neocon in sheeple's clothing, man, because he speaks like a, you know, duck, walks like a duck. Well, guess what? He's a neocon, man. And, I don't use terms like, look, I've been racialized my whole life because I'm a Mexican-American. I mean, the little kids were, you know, cruel with the Mexican-American jokes and Speedy Gonzalez and down in Mexico, I'm the Yankee imperialist. And it's like, Look, if anybody's had racist garbage thrown at them, it's me. So you never hear me bring up, like, oh, you're a racist, you know, because I don't think like that, okay? That isn't an argument. That is something when you have nothing left to throw at somebody. Oh, you're a hater. Oh, you're a supremacist.
Well, you know, the thing is, everybody's so free and easy with throwing terms around that, you know, these terms, in a sense, start to lose their meaning.
Oh, I know, it's like Peter Cook crying wolf, brother.
We have a couple callers lined up here that would like to talk to you, so I want to go to them while we have a few minutes left. We have Trish in New York. Trish, come on up.
Hello?
Yes, hi, Trish. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to refer to what you said about the freeze-dried food and, you know, emergency preparedness.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed there's been an odd thing in the last week where the New York authorities are trying to pass a law so that people can't buy radiation detectors.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, okay. Well, what the other thing that's interesting about it is I'm also a freelance journalist, and I was over in Syria and Lebanon this summer and this fall, and so I was over there when Israel attacked Syria. And, of course, all the newspapers were saying that they had attacked a nuclear cache. And so I went to the town where this happened, and it's an oil town in central eastern Syria. And I talked to some of the guys from Shell Oil who have operations over there and have for many years. And they told me that, as a matter of course, they always have radiation detectors around, among other kinds of detectors. It's just part of what they do. And they didn't detect any rise in any kind of radiation after that thing happened. And what the guy said to me was, he said, that's pure, and he used a word that I can't use on on radio. And so when I came back, they were pushing it very hard in the New York Times, in Washington Post, in the Wall Street Journal. I contacted all these people that were pushing this. And I couldn't get any kind of interest. I contacted the FBI, the CIA, the State Department. You know, I mean, I contacted embassies, and I made this demand to everybody that I could. And I got on C-SPAN, and I made the demand. I said, you know, it's very easy to just get a radiation detector and just go over there and check, you know, because otherwise they're going to use this as a basis to start a war over there. Couldn't get anything, couldn't get any response. I left my name and number with, you know, all kinds of, Manson family type people, like at the CIA, you know. Didn't get a call back, but then I happened to notice this thing, this odd anomaly of, you know, they're going to ban radiation detectors. It's very odd.
Well, what it is, they don't want people in the grassroots to be able to look out for their own interests.
Also to be able to prove a lie or blow the whistle.
Yeah,
but
that's
what else,
right.
What else was interesting is that I called Air America, I called Democracy Now!, I called, you know...
the control fronts.
All these so-called people on the left who claim they're anti-war and this and that, and, you know, couldn't get a response. Called WBAI, you know, anybody that in our area we should be able to call, no interest, you know. It was quite amazing, because what the intention had been when they hit this site in Syria, they had counted on Syria responding, and they had planned on this escalating into an attack on Iran.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're right.
Incident. Where they had the seven speedboats, you know, taking on, the U.S. fleet. It's like, come on.
Well, they're gonna keep doing it until something takes. And, you know, we know that the mainstream media doesn't do their job. But I think people also actually think that the alternative media is an alternative, and it's a joke. You know?
Well, it is a problem because, it's... there are a lot of people who only want to go so far, and there's a lot of people who don't want to be even t- tagged with the idea that they're quote-unquote conspiracy theorists. You know, they want to try to keep a certain level.
Well, there's going to come a time in this country where everybody's going to have to choose. I hate to use the Bush phraseology, but you're either going to be for one side or the other, and you know, you're going to go down accordingly. I mean, it probably not now, but within, you know, 2, 3, 4 years. So, you know, I mean, you can't make people do anything, but yeah, I didn't see any kind of follow-up, and they're still quoting this Syrian nuclear reactor over there. And so I called the Syrian embassy here to interview the ambassador there, and he said that not a single media person had called over there to get their side of the story. Or ask them, you know, what is your take on this?
That's only the country that was central to the whole business in the first place.
Well, that was the country that was bombed.
Yes, exactly. Trish, thanks for your call. That's very interesting. I'm going to check that out. That's very, very interesting. I didn't know about
that.
Get
your radiation detector now before they pass the law.
Yeah, get your radiation detector along with the freeze-dried foods, because we may need them both. Trish, thanks for your call.
Radiation
All right, folks,
pills.
That was very interesting. We have a couple minutes left here. Try to squeeze in another caller for Paul Cifetti.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. Listen, folks, get your pen and paper handy. In a moment or so, I'm going to ask Paul Cifetti to give you his contact information in case you want to get in touch with him, particularly if you'd like to get Poker Face to come and play at one of your patriotic events wherever you happen to be here on this continent or wherever you happen to be around the world. I just want to comment real quickly on that call. That was call kind of took me by surprise, but it's very interesting. That call, there were a lot of lessons to be learned from that. Number one, about the fact that we need a real independent alternative media. So much of what we think of as being the alternative media ain't. Number two, what the young lady Trish, the journalist from New Yorker, called, also pointed out, was that our mass media is so totally corrupt. And number three, bringing it full circle back to what Paul Tepeti and I have been talking about here tonight, sometimes it takes the grassroots to take action because the people who are your self-appointed leaders sometimes won't. Well, that having been said, you know, Paul, we only have a minute or two left here. I want you to give out your contact information as to where, first of all, your websites and where people can email you, and even if you want a telephone number.
All right, brother. Real quick, our new This Piece of War should be out hopefully by April, and I'll be sending you a copy down. And you always have killer bumper music, man, so maybe some of the new stuff can make it on your show.
That sounds good to me.
All right. We do answer emails, so if you email us or mail us, you will actually get a response. So we'd love to hear from you at pokerface@pokerface.com. Our website is www.pokerface.com. And if you have a MySpace page, myspace.com/pokerfacemusic.
Basically, if people really couldn't get all that down, they can just do a search of Pokerface on Google, and with a little bit of effort, I think they're going to, not much effort, I should say, they're going to find you. But your email is pokerface@pokerface.com. At pokerface.com. Pokerface@pokerface.com.
We played Ron Paul events from New Hampshire down to Clearwater, Florida, and in between. And, you know, if you want to contact us, call us at 610-434-8775.
Okay, that area code was 610, and go through the rest of the number there, Paul.
610-434-8775.
434-8775. Was that correct?
That's correct, sir.
I got it. What do you know about that? Well, Paul, I appreciate you coming on. I think you've said a lot here tonight. I think it should give people things to think about. And I think that people who are sincere supporters of Ron Paul, like you are, need to rattle the cage and talk to Ron Paul when they see him on the campaign trail and say, hey, wake up, smell the coffee.
Yeah, you got some Judas goats in your backyard, brother, get rid of them.
Yeah, I tell you, you paint a pretty solid case for that, Paul. I hope you're wrong. But, you know, what's the old saying? By their fruits ye shall know them.
And I have one other thing. To the supremacists, you know, calling us names, I have one little statement for you. Chosen, in the good word, is a verb, not a noun.
Okay? Paul, it's always good to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. Always
Thanks
a pleasure.
Thanks for coming on the show.
All right, brother.
That's Paul Tepeti of Pokerface. Pokerface@pokerface.com. Check out the website, pokerface.com. That's all one word, P-O-K-E-R-F-A-C-E, pokerface.com. All right, folks, very interesting show. Apologies to those callers we couldn't get up. We'll be here tomorrow night. In the meantime, stay tuned. This is RepublicBroadcasting.org. Have a good evening. With